The opinion piece that I have seen is one that focuses on not introduced under the Reserve Bank Act. In my respectful submission, the Reserve Bank Act does not have any provision for the issue of bond notes. Bond notes are issued under the Public Finance Act. There are requirements that need to be complied with under the Public Finance Act. Before the issue of the bond note, the president has to give authority to the Minister of Finance. The content of the bond note itself, insofar as the legal aspects are concerned, has to be supported by an opinion of the Attorney General. The bond note itself has to have a maturity date. If it doesn't have a maturity date, it must take the conditions needed to be met for it to be acquitted or for it to be redeemed. Those are the requirements that the Reserve Bank or the Minister of Finance will need to comply with. We cannot prejudge them and say they have not complied with them when what we only have now is an announcement of an intention, a wrongly timed announcement, an announcement that could have been done differently and better if the note had to be successful because it requires public buy-in.
So can citizens actually go to the Constitutional Court and challenge the legality of the bond notes should the government not follow some of the steps that you're highlighting here?
In the event that the government proceeds with the introduction of bond notes without complying with the mandatory provisions of the Public Finance Act, it will be possible for citizens to approach the Constitutional Court or even the High Court with a case asking the court to set aside the issue of the bond notes. But like I have said, it's early days. They haven't done anything. They've announced an intention. One needs to wait and see how they will go into execution on the announced intention.